Welcome to the podcast from the Diocese of Jefferson City. My name is Jacob Leakey. In this podcast, we have the joy of hearing from two longtime servants and leaders in our diocese, Father Don Antweiler and Sister Kathleen Wigman. Father Don and Sister Kathleen are both in retirement now, after serving our church for more than 50 years each. My colleague Annie Williams recently had the chance to interview Father Don and Sister Kathleen as we look ahead to our Easter Special Collection, a collection that benefits our retired priests and religious. What we found is that while Father Don and Sister Kathleen are retired, they both remain very active in their daily service today.
I enjoy being a priest very much, and retirement doesn't mean you quit being a priest. I consider my priesthood, not mine at all, but very much Jesus, and I ask him every morning, how do you want me to serve? Guide me. You know, I want to be of help and be of service, even though, you know, I'm not quite have the energy I used to have and keep up the same pace, but I'm enjoying this time of life, and I'm very, very grateful for the support the diocese gives me, the people of the diocese gives me to be able to continue to be a good priest and to enjoy these years.
Father Don said he enjoys being able to offer Mass at parishes in the diocese when a priest is needed. He also offers Masses in prison and enjoys serving on various boards in the diocese. In a similar way, Sister Kathleen said she enjoys the slower pace of life in retirement while also staying quite busy, volunteering and serving in her parish.
I think of a call from God is not age-bound. You know, I feel as a retired religious, I have the opportunity to respond to God's call in a whole different way. You know, every congregation has a unique charism, the gift of the Spirit. And so I feel like I'm moving from doing a ministry that impacts the charism to really learning how to live it myself and witness it just by my being.
The fact that Sister Kathleen and Father Don are still active in their service is very much the norm for retired religious and priests in our diocese. While we may not realize it, we are all benefiting from their desire to continue serving during their retirement years.
When you turn 75, which I recently did, you don't have the energy you had, and that's really okay. I have the energy to do what God is calling me to do now. Our sisters who minister in this diocese, most of whom are in some level of retirement from active ministry, love what they're doing and love to give. The School Sisters of Notre Dame, the Incarnate Word Sisters, Divine Providence, just a long history of great ministry here and great relationships with local parishes and the institutional church. So we're blessed.
Both Father Don and Sister Kathleen said they are also discovering the ability to continue to grow in their spiritual life during retirement.
Basically enjoying life and trying to grow closer to Christ, you know. We don't wait for heaven to be with God. You know, you that's happening. It's got to be happening now. You know, you don't always feel like it, but you walk with him. He walks with you, with me. And I just try to be aware of that, you know, and let him do as he will to follow him.
Father Don also has a unique ministry that he has continued during his retirement. Since 2001, he has been making crossword puzzles for the Catholic Missourian, our diocesan newspaper. He has made more than 800 at this point, and he said he still enjoys the challenge of making each one. It comes from his sense of creativity that he uses in various ways in his ministry.
I find the crosswords as so much fun. They're just fun for me to do. But also, if it wasn't a ministry, I wouldn't do it. I like to be creative about things. Just crosswords, and I do some painting, but a lot of my creativity goes into homilies. You know, I use the gifts I have, and Lord, my most fervent prayer, well, at least one of them, is before I start even reading the gospel, help them hear what you want them to hear. I used to pray, give me the words to say, but no, I want somebody, regardless of what I say, bad or good, help them to hear what you want them to hear.
Both Father Don and Sister Kathleen asked the faithful to continue to pray for them as they continue their service in retirement. Here's Sister Kathleen.
I would like for you to pray for me and all the religious of the diocese that we can be open to hear how God is calling us in this stage of our lives, what God is calling us to do. Because, you know, no matter the age, God is still saying, you know, give what you have to the poor and come and follow me. So what does that follow me mean for each of us? That's my prayer of discernment. What does it mean for me now?
As we pray for Father Don and Sister Kathleen, we also invite everyone in the diocese to support our retired priests and religious during our upcoming Easter special collection. Gifts made during this collection go directly to the Retirement Fund for Religious and to help support our retired priests. Everyone who is on the Catholic Missourian mailing list will receive a special envelope for this collection, but you can also use any envelope marked for this Easter collection. Simply place it in the collection basket at Easter during the second collection, or bring it to your parish office. With that, I send my best wishes to all of you as we continue this time of Lenten fasting and penance, and look forward together toward the joys of Easter. Thank you for listening.